health insurance. The government has assured parents that their school-going children will be fully insured under the new Social Health Insurance Fund, SHIF, scheduled to replace NHIF. Public Health and Professional Standards PS Mathoni Mariuki has said primary healthcare fund under the new scheme will cover learners alongside their households. Learners have since 2018 enjoyed insurance cover through EDU Afya, introduced following a directive from former President Uhuru Kenyatta to cater for learners in public secondary schools across the country, facilitated by the Ministry of Education. Speaking at St. Bikita Kibiria Girls in Kirinyaga, Kirinyaga County, during prize-giving day, the PS asked the parents to duly register their households when the program finally starts off, as it will ensure that no adult or child will be denied healthcare services due to lack of funds. On education, Mariuki noted that the parents' role in education cannot be overstated, as they are close confidants to their children, apart from paying the requisite school fees, while urging them to guide and speak to the young ones in a language they understand most. Public Health PS Mathoni Mariuki joins in a dance by students of St. Bikita Kibiria Girls, Kirinyaga County. To the parents and guardians, your role in this success cannot be overstated. Your encouragement, support and involvement in your children's education have been vital. You have created an environment that fosters learning and growth, ensuring that your children have every opportunity to succeed, she said. The PS affirmed the government commitment in providing quality education, calling on all stakeholders and partners, including the church and banking sector, to provide all the support they can. To members of the community, your support for these students is invaluable. Whether through partnerships, resources or simply showing up to events like this, your involvement helps create a thriving educational ecosystem. Together we are building a brighter future for our young generation and consequently our country Kenya, noted Mariuki. Maranga Catholic Bishop James Wainaina and the Public Health PS Mathoni Mariuki share word during the prize-giving day at St. Bikita Girls Secondary School, Kirinyaga County. We must remain committed to providing our students with the best possible educational experiences. This means investing in our schools, supporting our teachers and creating an environment where every student can thrive. It means embracing innovation, fostering inclusivity and ensuring that no student is left behind, she added. Maranga Diocese Catholic Bishop James Wainaina, who was among guests and sponsor of the school, congratulated the institution on their continuous good performance and urged them to do even better. The prelate said the church is a key stakeholder in education and will continue to provide all the necessary support to ensure further improvement of performance. He called upon the students to be people who can be trusted and relied on in the society. Bishop Wainaina requested the alumni of the school to come together and modernize the school to meet the current standards and give a good studying environment. We realize this school was started long ago and we should look for ways to improve the school's equipment and structures. We request partners to assist us in facelifting, which will in turn improve the performance of the girls. During the function, the Catholic Church unveiled a modern laboratory, which was officially opened by the PS as part of modernizing the school facilities for science practicals.